Hello out there, stops, drops, and rolls. You've successfully extinguished the fire that had recently engulfed your body, and you're now listening to KDRT, a low-power community radio station coming to you and everyone else at 95.7 FM. The 30-minute home-recorded quiet then loud indie rock show to which you are currently listening is called A Constant Grin. With the assistance of my robot butler, also sometimes called my lap top, I throw a smattering of indie rock tunes in the wash each week and then hang them on the line to dry in time for Friday afternoons at 2 p.m., which is when new shows first air. Replay shows have been known to regularly occur, almost as if scheduled, on Sundays at 7 p.m., Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m., and Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. There are also podcasts that can be heard whenever you'd like, regardless of your opinion on daylight savings. Those are available at kdrt.org, Apple, Google, or Amazon. Okay, so this week's show is going to be yet another in my on and off again series where I only play five longer songs. I'm going to begin today's show with a track by an old band from right here in Davis. This one is by Sholee. It's called All That We Can See.
Climb.
You're listening to A Constant Grin on 95.7 FM, low power radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt. The song you just heard was by Cattywampus. That song was called Waiting Room. They're a duo from New Orleans who are new to this show, but may not exist anymore since they haven't released an album in something like 8 years. Their music reminds me of kind of a strange and somewhat psychedelic hybrid of math rock and noise pop. Pretty interesting. That song is off their most recent album, which was way back in 2017. The album was titled Odd Hours. And I began the set with Show Lee. That one was called All That We Can See. As previously spoken by my mouth, they were a band who formed right here in Davis back in the early 2000s before moving to the Bay Area for a while. I caught them live a few times, but wasn't actually prepared for how much I'd enjoy their one and only full-length album that they would release in 2009. It was self-titled, so therefore also called Show Lee. And I've actually played the entire album on this show 2 times now. Today begins playthrough number 3. So let's return once again to 2 longer songs. Next up is a track by Catherine Wheel. The song is called Broken Nose.
Broken nose. of plaster, it's a dream. I've met out all that's left of me and her. She heard all I said, but nothing will be done unless I start on rhythm tempos and drive them around town. Crew love in reverse, remove seeds from the ground. If you don't wake up, then nothing will be done.
Listening to K-Dirt from Davis, California, broadcasting to you at 95.7 FM. This show is called A Constant Grin. The song you just heard was by Calc. That song was called Fields of Plaster. They were a band from France who I don't know very much about, mostly because they're so difficult to Google. No, I'm not looking for information about calculators, calculus, or calc-alkaline rocks. but it is nice to know they're volcanic and characterized by their high silica and alumina content. The band made indie pop and appear to have existed from approximately, I think, the mid-90s to maybe the mid to early 2000s. That specific song can be located on their album from 2002. It was titled Any Downs at All. And I began that two-song set with a track by Catherine Wheel. That song was called Broken Nose. They were actually a major label band from England, so I guess not technically indie rock, don't tell anyone. But they originally made shoegaze sounds, switched to grunge for a while, dabbled with prog rock during their tenure. They had a few hits on alternative radio and were a favorite of mine during my teenage years. And I guess some of their music doesn't quite fit the Constant Grin template, but I don't think Broken Nose is too far off. That one's from my personal favorite album of theirs. It released in 1997, was called Adam and Eve. And so that brings us to the end of the show, everybody. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. I've got one final longer song to play for you, and it's by a band called Bobby. They were kind of a one-off band or musical cooperative. They had members who all met in college in Vermont and then recorded a lone self-titled album in Western Massachusetts. NPR called it a spare and gauzy mix of ethereal folk and rock rooted in spacious radiant plumes of sonic bliss. While their Wikipedia page describes it as being notable for achieving an avant-garde alternative sound using polyrhythm. The song is from that lone self-titled album, which makes sense because there isn't another one. This track is by Bobby. It's called It's Dead Outside.